You're listening to Northwest Public Broadcasting. Washington's Methow Valley is famous for its cross-country skiing. The 18-mile Methow Community Trail is part of the largest network of groomed runs in North America. But now, some of those trails are up for sale. And as NWPB's Courtney Flatt reports, a conservation group wants to keep them open to the public.
Nordic skiers have kicked and glided along the snowy hills in the Methow Valley for generations.
This is what people picture when they picture the Methow, right? It's like you can see all the low hills and the big mountains in the distance.
Sarah Brooks is the director of the Methow Conservancy, based in the town of Winthrop. Her organization is hoping to buy 10 miles of cross-country ski, fat tire bike, and snowshoe trails in an area known as the Sunny M Ranch. To do that, and to maintain the land, they have to raise $8.3 million.
We've never done anything big like this, but a supporter said to us, well, who are you if you don't do this, right? If you don't give it a try.
For 35 years, this land and a nearby lodge was owned by the Haubs, a family of German billionaires. They sold the lodge last year and gave the Methow Conservancy a chance to buy the Sunny M Ranch before they put it on the market. The main goal is to preserve the natural landscape and ecology. Scott Bitkin is a district wildlife biologist with the State Department of Fish and Wildlife. He says the area is important for black bears, cougars, lizards, and birds, and it links the habitat on either side of the valley.
It's kind of like the missing piece that fills in a corridor that will help facilitate wide-ranging wildlife movement across the valley.
Bitkin says that link will become even more important as the climate continues to change. The conservancy aims to buy 1,200 acres in all, and they want to help not just wildlife, but also people. If the deal goes through, they'd set aside about 2% of the land for new, affordable housing. Winthrop Town Planner Rockland Culp says that's a huge problem in the valley.
The anecdotal evidence just keeps piling up. We hear from local businesses that that's the biggest block to getting employees, is that they can't find places for them to be housed. We hear of locals that lose their rental and they can't find anywhere else, and so they end up having to leave.
She says the need has really grown over the last few years.
We're in this place where we don't really have much developable land left in Winthrop. And so we need to start kind of expanding our horizon about where we think that housing need is going to be met.
It's not clear what happens if the conservancy doesn't raise enough money. No one else has offered to buy the property because it's technically not on the market right now. But the fear is that the land will be parceled up and developed into high-end cabins.
I think it's so ingrained in the DNA of the Methow Valley, it's hard to even imagine not having access to this massive trail system.
Jill Russell was zipping up her boots and snapping on her skis, getting ready to hit the trails. She moved to Winthrop with her wife just before the pandemic.
We were literally sitting at home drinking coffee and we're like, oh my God, it's such a beautiful day. And it took us, I don't know, 6-7 minutes to drive here to this trailhead, and we can go out as long or as little time as we want.
And they want to keep it that way. The Methow Conservancy says there's no need to worry. They've already raised most of the $8 million they need to buy and maintain the land. They expect to meet their goal by this summer. I'm Courtney Flatt in Winthrop, Washington.